It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, let's get into it. The Bachelor's Chris Harrison has love advice for us all. He is dishing out. He's paired up with E, and he wants to give us advice on how to approach someone maybe we know that is out of our league.
Be bold, be honest, go for it. Don't be afraid to approach somebody. Don't be afraid to walk up to the prettiest girl in the bar or a good-looking guy, because guess what? They're probably lonely too.
Now, not to make this all about you, Mackenzie, but really, you are very naturally gorgeous and beautiful.
Oh, Joe!
No, really,
you
are, and I'm just wondering, and the limited amount I know you, you're more than just that. You're one of the nicest people, and I don't even know you that long, but you're so sweet and genuine and kind.
Thank you.
I am wondering, do you feel like you're recently single, so I guess it's different when you were married, but do you feel like that's true? Do you feel like guys are afraid to approach you? Like, if I was single and I didn't know you, I think I would be afraid to shoot my shot because I'm like, oh, God, like, she's so out of my league.
Really?
Yeah, really. This sounds so weird. I mean, I know you're new to the show, but trust me, you'll end up hating me later. But for now,
I'm wondering. Fresh. Yeah. We all love each other.
At least for the first week, yeah.
It's weird because sometimes the guys that I wish would approach me don't. And then the ones that I'm like, I think are nice, but
hey!
I'm like...
What's up, hot stuff?
I'm like, wow.
Is that a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself in them.
But I do think that's true. Like, I don't get asked out a lot.
See, now that blows my mind that dudes do not constantly ask you out. But maybe they just hit you up like purrs, and that's not really asking you out.
Yeah, I mean, I do get random stuff.
Hey, like, what do you think of my eggplant?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, yeah, buddy. He like puts a million emojis. I'm like you do that many. Yeah. But anyway.
Anything after one emoji eggplant is, you're definitely making up for something.
Exactly. No thanks. Hey, Chris Harrison goes on, though, to ask, should you, I like to say toot, pass gas in front of your significant other? And he says, absolutely not. What do you guys say?
I'm at the point now where, like, me and my wife can, like, walk into the bathroom and we're both doing stuff. So I feel like...
Do you go in front of her?
I mean, I'm still not 100% comfortable, but, like, yeah, I can do it. It's just weird hearing, like, you're hearing somebody else do their stuff. You're like, yeah, this is really close.
That's when they say you're totally comfortable with each other when you do pass gas and it's, like, no big.
I mean, I know it's a double standard, but, like, if my wife... Usually her farts don't smell, but if one has a little bit of a stank to it... Then I'm like, whoa.
What are you talking about? All ladies smell like flowers, right?
Well, I'm going to introduce you to Liv the Web Girl, and we'll talk about that.
Oh, we'll keep it up with Bachelor Nation. Poor Liv over there. She's shaking her head. How could we forget that finale with Hannah B?
You're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
He's I would love to. It. Just tell me when. I'm there.
Okay, so he's into it. But how long since Hannah B has actually seen Tyler since then? Here's the deal. They haven't spoken since they had that overnight, that hot, steamy overnight in L.A. And then, of course, he's been spotted all over New York with Gigi Hadid. They're done. Like, they don't talk anymore.
That one Hannah night says. Must not have been that good.
Is
like,
that,
what happened?
Do you think, I mean, does that happen? That does happen a lot. The girl, you know, you spend the night with a guy and then you never hear from him again.
I mean, if you want to be with the person again, something obviously went wrong, right?
Right. Well, a supermodel in New York, I think, went wrong. And he's like, see ya, Hannah B.
It happens to the best of us, okay?
Oh, well, bad news for Spider-Man fans. Marvel Studios has lost Spider-Man after the big Disney-Sony dispute. So Marvel Studios president will not produce any further Spider-Man movies after Disney and Sony unable to come to an agreement about co-financing future projects. So this is like, wah, wah, a lot of people very upset. Liv, I know you're a huge Spider-Man fan. You were devastated about this news, right?
Yeah, I was so sad. I'm a huge like Avengers fan and
right.
superhero movie fan and Spider-Man fan, and it's literally not going to be the same now that it's not a part of the whole Marvel universe.
Why, exactly, it's a blow to Marvel.
But I don't get it. Why will it not be the same movie?
Because Spider-Man, in the last Spider-Man that comes out, it is so ingrained with what's happening in the Avengers. Like Tony Stark, who's Iron Man, is in it. Like there's just so many people from the Avengers world that are also in Spider-Man, and the storylines weave with each other. So it's like you have to see Spider-Man to be able to understand what's going to happen in the next Avengers or the next superhero movies that are part of Marvel.
Right.
So now, all of a sudden, Tony Stark, who is a big person in Spider-Man, is going to be like not mentioned. That's right. Just weird.
It's a big blow. So wah-wah. I wish they could get along, but it's done. Like the partnership is over.
Okay, cool.
That's sad. And moving on, A-Rod. Why does A-Rod have secret Instagram accounts? It's because he's been embarrassing his kids.
You know, every time I post something, both of them would DM me and say, Dad, are you serious?
Yeah.
Dad, you know I'm going into high school next year. Dad, this is how bullying starts.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll erase it. Erase it.
So A-Rod says his daughters will not allow him to follow them on Insta, so he totally has fake accounts.
You don't think that he's following a fake account they set up? Like, I bet his kids are one step ahead of him. He's like, oh, I'm following you, Susie. He's like, no, Dad, that's my fake burner.
The burner account. Do you think he fake follows J-Lo? Or, like, follows her to see what his girl's up to on the
slide? Oh, probably. If not, everybody would tell you. Do you think you're going to do that? Like, does your daughter have a social media account yet?
She doesn't yet.
Are you going to, like, follow her, like, hardcore?
I mean, yes, of course.
Like, tag me in everything you post.
Have you guys had burner accounts? Pork Chop.
Oh, I guarantee he has. No, I have not. I have not.
No?
I mean, maybe.
I believe it. Pork Chop.
That's a honey. Yes.
I didn't want a girl to know that I was bi.
So?
Yeah.
So you made a fake account?
Yeah.
That's called a Finsta.
Yeah.
Everyone has them nowadays.
Yeah.
The plot.
A lot to manage.
The plot thickens with the pork chop.
Da, da, da.
All right. Mackenzie, thank you so much for the garbage this morning.
You got it.